And the last question is, it says in the article, you say finding comfort in uncomfortable situation. Sad says you must lose the feeling of discrimination. Would it be possible to elaborate on this? How do we do that? And what does it mean to lose the feeling of discrimination?
Yeah, you see, I use discrimination in a more of a, I'm trying to find a word for it, more of a wisdom side. And also, I think this is used the other way. When I talk about discrimination, meaning that we really contemplate on what is lasting, meaning that before we were born was with us, after this body leaves us, it's with us. And this discriminating between who we are and what the mind is saying, and many, many others. But I think in this piece that you read, I was referring to something else, and I honestly cannot say what it means because it's out of the context. I don't know where I was, whom I was talking to, but the first part of it is important, to not resist. So read it again. Let's see if I can get anything out of it.
You say finding comfort in uncomfortable situation. You must lose the feeling of discrimination.
Yeah. Okay. So what it means is discriminating what is comfortable to you and what it should be and what it should not be. Just lose it and leave your resistance behind. When we drop our resistance, we can almost sense it in our body. Sometimes we lose it when we give up because we resisted it so much we can resist no more. And we see this shower of calmness coming over us. Mental discrimination would be like a constantly going from bad to good, good to bad, but never getting out of this. And so being comfortable in uncomfortable situation, it happens as we ripen, is a very, very amazing blessing because it doesn't hurt as it used to because we have not put up this thick curtain trying to protect ourselves. And so I think discrimination at that point means leave your logic behind.